Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Undivided Attention on Useful Resources. Our verse comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Early childhood ministry is full of resources. There are lesson plans, story Bibles, puppets, snacks, songs, and stickers. All of them are useful. All of them help the classroom run smoothly. But none of them can replace the most important thing, your heart and mind set on Christ. Colossians 3 reminds us where to begin. It says, set your hearts on things above. Set your minds on things above. God isn't telling us to throw away all our earthly tools. He's reminding us to keep first things first. Jesus, His love, His grace, His word, is the one resource that never runs dry, the one thing you'll never need to add to the school supply list. It's easy to get distracted. There's always more to plan, more to do, more to fix. But when our attention is divided, ministry becomes a checklist instead of a calling. We forget why we started. We forget who we serve. And sometimes we fall short. We try to do it all on our own. We depend more on the tools than on the Savior. That's sin, when our hearts wander from God. But Colossians begins with this beautiful promise. You have been raised with Christ. That is the gospel. Jesus didn't just forgive you. He gave you new life. Your identity isn't in how perfectly you serve, but in how perfectly He saves. So today, use the resources God gives. Use them joyfully. Use them wisely. But don't let them distract you from the source. Keep your heart anchored in Jesus. Keep your mind focused on His love, His mission, and His truth. Because when your attention is fixed on Jesus, everything else finds its place. We pray. Jesus, thank you for giving me new life. Forgive me for the times I let tools and tasks take my eyes off you. Help me keep my heart and mind focused on what really matters, your grace and truth. Bless the resources I use in ministry, but help me rely on you above all. Amen. Question for today. What is one way you can keep your heart and mind focused on Jesus this week, even in the middle of busy ministry moments? Thanks for listening. For more devotions, visit wells.net/devotions. The Lord guide you and cover you with His grace today and always.